This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place Nation Wrestling Network, welcome to a special edition of Who's Next? I am Andy. I'm one of your co-hosts here tonight. We are here for a special presentation to break from the norm, to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, to give you our picks for this year's Stand and Deliver, NXT's version of WrestleMania, taking place this Saturday afternoon on Peacock for our WrestleMania weekend. And with me, as always, to break these matches down and to give his predictions is my co-host, the Mississippi Mud Pie, Logan Crosland. Logan, how you doing?
I'm ready to stand and deliver, as our good Pretty Deadly friends have said for the last couple of weeks. So
yes,
I'm ready to get after it.
Well, let's start there.
Gotcha.
Pretty Deadly, they're hosting a show. What do you think of this choice? How come? Like, what are your thoughts on having them as the host for this show?
I think it's a good choice. I mean, we've talked about it on the pod, and we talked about it with Ryan when we did our no-so previews with him, both of our halves. Yeah. But they're just entertaining. They can kind of slot in anywhere. They can have a really good match, but if they're not having a match, they're entertaining enough and they're talented enough just to, you know, have those little segments and, you know, goof around. But they're also pretty good in the ring. But they're perfect for this kind of thing. Like, you know, you've kind of compared them to like a maybe lesser than New Day. Or for now, lesser than. But maybe they'll emerge to that kind of level at some point. But they can kind of fit in wherever you need them to. And that's a really good thing to have and a good place to be for them. So, yeah, I think it's a really good choice.
Yeah, cheeky monkeys, as the Brits would say. You know what? They are really good. They're good in the ring, like you said. They're good promo. They're good comedy. They're good. You know, they could take bumps if something needs to happen. Obviously, like when we had with the contract signing a couple weeks ago. You know, they were there as hosts, and they both went through tables. So that's an added, I guess, bonus of them. Do you think this is kind of their swan song on the NXT brand? Do you think we see them on Raw or SmackDown not far long after this weekend?
I certainly could see them going to the main roster. I also would not be shocked if they hung around for a little bit longer. It's one of those, I feel like with a few people that we may talk about tonight, they just don't know what they have left to accomplish, really. Been champs. They were champs in UK. They were in UK for a long time. So I think they just kind of want to put the finishing touches on them here, give them maybe gave them a couple of runs with the tag titles, had them a big match with the New Day. So I could definitely see them going up after Sunday, or maybe just a little bit further down the line, so they don't debut too many people at once.
Yeah, that's the big worry, is too many you know, new faces all at once. Because it's funny, it's like last year's Raw After Mania, I think, was kind of uneventful from what I can recall. It was like watching, it's like, what's, like, you know, you're waiting for stuff to happen, and not a lot did happen last year. I think we got, like, maybe a debut. Y'all know how terrible I am at memories, and you know, for a Raw, too, I mean, there's not a lot I remember. But the one thing about Pretty Deadly is, and I don't want to compare him to this faction, because Lord knows where they're going with it, but keep them on a different brand from Maximum Male Models, right? Because they're kind of similar. Maybe you could have them feud, but that would pretty much, you know, be the death knell to whatever they're trying to accomplish with Maximum Male Models. You know, I think Pretty Deadly would probably put them to shame with their promos, and they're better in ring, I think, than the two guys over there. So that's my only cause. If they're on Raw, throw Pretty Deadly over on SmackDown. Okay, so on to the matches proper. So we'll save the three big ones for the end, and let's start off with the women's tag team championship. Henley and Kiana James versus Alba Fire and Ila Dawn. In this match, I honestly think this weekend, between Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania, we're going to see a lot of title changes. I think probably more than we've seen in a while. And this is one I think is definitely going to happen. I think this Fallon Kiana thing, it was nice, kind of frenemies. This Brooks and Kiana thing needs to kind of come to its conclusion, I think. And I think they were kind of like stopgap champions just to get the belts. I think they had to get the belts off Katana and Kaden for whatever reason. And I think Alba and Hila, as I call them, the Coven, are going to take the titles. Maybe some interference by Tatum Paxley. Maybe gets involved in this match. But I definitely see new champions here. What about you, Logan?
Yeah, there's going to be some miscommunication somewhere along the way. Alba and Isla are probably a layup, maybe the most layup on this card, going to take the titles. They just have more to accomplish, and this Fallon and Kiana thing kind of needs to get the blow off. I mean, they'll probably have a match once they turn on each other and all that kind of stuff, but this is going to be a lot of storyline stuff, a lot of miscommunication, a lot of just infighting between the team. This is a match I talked to with Ryan about. There's been the teasing of the Sebastian character that Kiana had the date with, has had dinners with, or whatever. So I think we might honestly get a debut of a new guy who is going to play the role of Sebastian with Kiana to kind of take out Brooks after the match. So we'll see if that happens. But I definitely think Alba and Isla take it.
I think it'll happen. If it doesn't happen to Stand Deliver, it'll happen on the next episode of NXT, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is going to come to whatever. And then, you know, I kind of don't want to see them break up, Brooks and Josh Briggs, because I could kind of see that happening too as a result. Like, because of all the meddling and everything like that, and him like, you know, you... I don't know. I could see something there, but I kind of like these guys as a tag team. I think that Brooks needs a haircut like worse than anybody in the world. But I think it's fun, obviously it gets Brooks and Briggs visible during this card, even though they're not in a match because they came up just short. All right, so for the NXT North American Championship, not a ladder match as usually is the norm with this title at defense at Stand Deliver, but we got Wesley defending against Dragon Lee, JD McDonagh, Ilya Dragunov, and Axiom, who just gained a spot by winning a battle royal. So Logan, what are your thoughts on this? Who's gonna win and who takes the pin?
Yeah, I got you. Axiom was kind of a layup. I felt like he was the perfect fifth member for the match. I'm gonna pick McDonagh.
Ooh,
and okay. I think he's gonna pin Wes, actually. So I think McDonagh takes it, and kind of sneakily, somebody like maybe Dragunov hits the torpedo on Axiom or Wesley, and McDonagh kind of chucks him out and gets the pin. I definitely don't think Wes is walking out here. I could see them going with the new guy and giving it to Dragon Lee, but I feel like you might want to build him a little bit more before you put the belt on him. So I think McDonagh's done some really solid work throughout the last few months. He's been one of the better in-ring kind of guys for them lately. So I think he deserves a little propping up here.
Yeah, he's earned it, definitely, for sure. I mean, I could probably say Axiom, no. He's definitely a no. I think Wes is – I don't think Wes is walking out with it either. I could definitely see McDonagh winning and then continuing his feud with Dragunov over – the North American title. But my thing is, Dragon Lee, is he the biggest signing they've had in quite some time, right? Kind of the biggest deal they made. So I find it one interesting that they're debuting him in a multi-man match.
Yeah.
But to have him kind of lose, I know it's not like if he's not involved in the pinfall, technically it's, you know, he could, I don't know. Could you still say he's undefeated? I don't know. But I don't know. Having him, you know, lose or not win more exactly in his debut, that's why I'm going with Dragon Lee. But you do make a really valid point with JD. I mean, I can even see Dragunov winning, but if JD wins, it's definitely going to be a case of somebody hitting a finisher and then him getting them from behind, knocking him out of the ring or something, and stealing the win, because that's his character. But, you know, like we've talked about, I would love to see McDonough and Dragunov become tag partners.
That would be a sick combination for sure. Yeah, yes. I don't see Wes retaining and Axiom's not going to win. But any of the other three, I could totally see.
Yeah,
I could totally get with. But I'm going to go with McDonough for my pick.
Yeah, I think McDonough also, though, is one of those guys that he's almost main roster bound. And even Dragunov could be as well. I think they could do a lot with those guys up there together apart. I think there could be a lot of fun with them. But, yeah, I think both of our choices, I think, are solid. And if Axiom wins, I think I bet you the two of us would match. What the hell?
What the fuck is going on? But this match would probably be match of the night, possibly match of the weekend, just for the craziness that's going to happen within it. So, but, yeah, this one's definitely going to be a banger.
Yeah, there's no big man in this match. Mm-mm. You notice that?
Yep, all small guys, all kind of somewhat high flyers, some kind of rough and tough grounded pounders. So, should be a fun match.
And I think if Dragon Lee wins, I think he might be pinning Wes, actually. Lee pinning Lee.
that makes sense. Yeah, this is a brother from another mother. So
there you go. But I do love Wes's energy and everything he's brought to this title, and the kind of the chaotic nature of the open challenges, I thought have been fun addition to the shows. But like you said, though, this could be the match of the night, could be the match of the weekend. Who knows? All right, for the NXT Tag Team Championship, we got a three-way match. We got Gallus defending against the Creed Brothers and the D'Angelo family. For this match, I think we got Gallus retaining here. I think it's been fun. It's been a nice build-up. If Gallus does not retain, I could see the D'Angelo family taking it, because Tony D has really been putting in the time. I think him and Stax have really upped their game in terms of character. Tony D's come a long way in ring over the last year, even with his injury. So I think it's going to be a slobber knocker. You know, these guys are going to beat the crap out of each other. But I think Gallus hasn't had the belts for long enough, I think, to lose them at this point. So that's why I'm going with them. What do you think?
Yeah, this is one, like you said, I don't think there's going to be too many retentions on this card or WrestleMania for that matter. But I definitely think Gallus is the one on this card for sure that I think is going to walk away with the belts that they already have. Creed Brothers, I think they're main roster bound after the show. I think this is, you know, one last banger match that they can pull out before going up to Raw or SmackDown. Like you said, if somebody else wins, it's going to be the D'Angelo family. I agree with you. They've been doing really well lately. D'Angelo's come a long way. Stax has come a long way. Mm-hmm. I think they're really solid. I think they may win the belts eventually. I just don't think it's probably going to be here. So, but yeah, Gallus hadn't had the belts very long, so I think they'll keep them for a little bit longer.
Do you think the Creeds join the Academy?
Yeah, I mean, with Otis kind of maybe going maximum male model, it could be they could be some new recruits for the Academy for sure.
Yeah, and definitely, and that gets because rumor is that Chad Gable is in line for a big singles push, so it kind of gets him out of a tag team, but can remain like the leader of the Academy with a tag team underneath him.
Yeah, it could be a new team angle kind of situation where Kurt was kind of with Benjamin and Haas, so I could see that. Yeah. That could work.
Like, you know, Chad's had enough of Otis, with the modeling and he confronts him, and then the Creeds jump from behind and join with him. So I could see something like that.
All right, that would work.
So for the control of Chase U, are we going to get a teachable moment? I don't know. We have a 8-person tag team match, mixed tag match. We have Chase U, Andre Chase, Duke Hudson, and Thea Hale, joined by Tyler Bate, against the Schism, Joe Gacy, Jagger Reed, Rip Fowler, and Ava Rain. All right, so where do you see this going? Because I got some thoughts.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Ava in a match. This will be our first match. It's crazy that her first match is going to be on a big Mania card, our Mania weekend card like this. So I'm interested to really see how she does. You know, I would go Schism, but the fact that Chase U has Tyler Bate on their team, I think Chase U actually sneaks this one out. I don't know if Duke turns on them anyways after they win, or if this is where Duke goes all in and they win, and then it's just, you know, hunky dory, awesome times for Chase U after this with them. But I definitely see Chase U and Bate taking this one, just because if Bate wasn't on the team and it was just like a six man, I think I might would go Schism, but Bate's the evening factor or the deciding factor, so I'm gonna go with them.
Yeah, I do agree, but I've had some thoughts. Like, could Ultimate Swerve, could Tyler Bate turn? Because he's been into the whole, you know, holistic thing and you know, that getting Zen. Maybe he was there to kind of rip Chase U open, you know, apart from the inside kind of thing. Like, maybe was in there as a sleeper Schism member. Although I don't want to see that. That's just something crazy that jumped in my head. But I don't know. I think it could make for some fun to have Schism running Chase U for a little while, at least, to kind of it'll add something to it. And maybe at the next, you know, have like some fun with it for a few months, and then have Andre Chase and whoever, whether it's Duke or whether it's a new recruit or whether it's Thea, you know, taking it from Ava, regaining Chase U. I think that would make for a fun storyline, because I don't know where else they could go with Chase U. I mean, short of Duke Hudson turning and, you know, him and Andre feuding, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I think this opens up some storyline. You know, we could have some, you know, redecorating, like, week after week, new lessons, new things like that, and Andre kind of plotting his return. I don't know. I just think long-term storytelling, I think it could make for some fun. That's all I think. That's why I'm going to go against you, actually, and go.
This one's definitely the one that I'm most conflicted on, because I could see it going either way. I'm fairly confident on the rest of the card who I think is going to win. So this is the one kind of toss up, like, because I could see where you're going, where you said you think they may go. But I don't know. I mean, if Chase U loses, I think Duke Hudson turns here. But I mean, I don't want to see nothing about him versus Andre really inspires too much in me. So I don't know. I'm gonna stick Chase U just because they have the bait factor. So I'm gonna go with that.
And where would they go? Where are they gonna go with Duke anyway? Once he turns, like, is he gonna go back to being a poker player? I mean, what the hell is that? What the hell is this guy? I mean, he's got a good look. He's, you know, he's a big guy. He's deceptively big. You know, you don't realize how big he is until, like, you, like, really see him in the ring. Uh-huh. But he's good. His hot tags are, when he's in a tag team match, he makes really good hot tags. But he needs a character then, you know, that's the thing. It's like, they hope they have a next step in line for when he does ultimately turn and, you know, leaves Chase U. So,
yeah, I think his smugness kind of comes to an end at this show. I think he gets re-inspired and really gets behind the whole Chase U idea. So we'll see though.
All right, cool. All right. So for the women's NXT title, we have a ladder match that up till tonight we thought was going to be a five-way match, but now it's actually a six-way match. Why? Because our champion Roxanne Perez was just cleared. Now she had to plead with Shawn Michaels to get into the match. Physically she's there, but mentally maybe she's not. She suffers from anxiety and exhaustion, so she was cleared, you know, physically. But, you know, does she have it, you know, in her head really to defend this title? And who is she defending against? Well, Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolin, Tiffany Stratton, Lyra Valkyria, and getting that what we thought was the fifth spot in a second chance match was Indy Hartwell. Okay, so this totally blows up my thoughts here, because I had Tiffany Stratton winning this. Like I said to Ryan when I was on the no-so thing with him, that it's Tiffany's match to lose. And now I am like conflicted. It literally only happened like within the last hour or so of us recording tonight, and I'm still processing. But by process, Zoe Stark, she's not winning. She's in there to kind of be the ring general. She's the glue. She's the Natalya of this match. Gigi, I think JC's going to interfere and cost her the match. Tiffany, like I said, I think she's my favorite here. Lyra Valkyria, she's been protected / pushed since her debut, but I can't see her winning here because I think maybe Stevie Turner maybe interferes. I don't know if we get a lot of interference here in this match. And Indy is pretty much, she's the big girl in the match, and she's main roster bound, I think, before not too long after this. And then Roxanne, I don't know. Is Roxanne better to be chasing for the summer or holding the title and then defending against Tiffany or JC? Like, where are our top heels, really, besides those two? I mean, who's next? Elektra? Is Elektra up there? I mean, I honestly don't know. So that's why I think Tiffany will win it, and she'll hold it, and she'll drop it, you know, maybe at the SummerSlam PLE back to Roxanne, and then Tiffany could be up by Survivor Series or the Rumble. That's my opinion. All right, so, Logan, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I'll kind of start with Lyra. I don't think Stevie interferes to screw her, but I think they go in that direction after this. So okay. I think she just doesn't play a factor in kind of the end. I think they'll go that direction, but she's not going to win. I don't really think she has much chance. They just haven't built her to that point. Like you said, Andy's not going to win. Zoe's not going to win. Gigi will get screwed by JC at some point, I think, kind of take her out because she hurt her, so she's going to get her back. I think if Roxanne wins, they do it just to say that she overcame this great challenge that she had to overcome to get into the match, and then she did it to win the match. I could also possibly see her getting screwed by maybe a returning Cora Jade. Cora's been gone for a long time. They never really kind of blew off their rivalry since she's been champ, so I could see maybe that. I'm still going Tiffany. I think there's more to do with her as the champion. I think there's more people that she can face as opposed to Roxanne. I think Roxanne eventually does beat her back for it eventually, but I'm sticking with Tiffany. She would have been my pick if Roxanne wasn't in it, and I'm still going to go with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you think this was the plan all along?
No, I think it was touch and go. I think they were going to see if Roxanne was okay, and you know, I think they maybe filmed this little segment that they had on, which was very awkward and weird, and I wasn't a huge fan of how they did it. But I think they probably filmed that earlier this week and just kind of put it together when they realized that she was good to go.
All right, cool. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think it was their original plan?
No.
Okay.
I don't either. As soon as I saw her, I'm like, oh, she's getting in the match. Like, as soon as I saw her walking back around in the backstage area, I'm like, oh, boy. Because I knew Shawn was not going to at first deny her for her protection. But, you know, we could also have a situation where maybe she gets knocked out during the match, right? And that kind of, saves her a little bit, I guess, like protects her, if you will. I don't know. But I still think Tiffany's the favorite, and she's been killing it since she's returned. She's looked so good in the ring, and she was good off the bat, not great, but she was good. And now I think she's pretty much has it all together. You know, the personality, the promo, the entrance. She got away from that kind of daddy's little girl tennis player thing she was doing, and now she's just like, I'm hot, you know, kind of like the new Mandy. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and her, you know, her little jump up, moonsault has looked great every time she's hit it in all the matches, since her return. So I think she's earned it. I think it's her time to go and at least hold it for the summer.
Yep.
Okay. So for the NXT championship, we got, two of the, I guess, you know, I said this to steal, from another company, four pillars, if you want to include Grayson Waller and maybe Tony D since 2.0 started. But it's Carmelo Hayes challenging Bron Breakker for the NXT Championship. Logan, what do you got?
I've been predicting this for a long time. Melo's taking it. It's time for a new era at the top of the card. Bron's done what he's done. He's had some great matches. He's had a long run. He's had a good run. It's kind of teetered kind of towards this back half of it. He just hadn't had the most inspiring matches, but he also hasn't had the most inspiring opponent. So, I think this match will be great. Melo is always good to have at least a pretty solid match, if not one of the best matches on the card usually. So, I think Braun's main roster bound, might even immediately play a factor in one of the mid card title pictures. When he does go up, I think he absolutely 100% debuts Raw after Mania. I don't know if necessarily some of these other people we've said immediately jump up. They may jump up eventually, but I think Braun is a pretty much a layup to come up on Raw after Mania. So Melo's going to have his reign at the top. He's finally going to be the actual A champion, and he'll have a pretty good run and have some banger matches along the way.
Yeah, because Melo don't miss.
And he's
taking this. It's going to be a great match. I've loved the build. You know, no stupid fishing trips or going to the diner or whatever. Just two guys showing respect. They've been the 1 and 1A title. You know, he's had the mid-card title of the most out of everybody, and Braun has had the NXT title most of the time since 2.0 started. They've been kept apart for the most part in the last year and a half. So we haven't, something we really haven't seen. It's not something like, oh, it's them again. But, you know, like as great as Gargano Ciampa is, it's like, it's like, okay, Gargano Ciampa again. You know, it's like Forrest Gump. I went to the White House again. It's going to be a great match. I've loved these guys, their interactions. Do we see a Trick Williams kind of turn? I don't think so here. I think maybe not at yet. Some point. I think in the next few weeks. But, you know, it's like when he turns, though, they're going to have a match, and Trick isn't ready to have a title match. But I can't see him remaining with him if Melo's going to be a face, which I think he's going to be going forward. Braun, definitely is going to put up a great match, and he will be there on Monday night. I feel like there's going to be some kind of open challenge or something. No matter who wins the first match on later that night, night one of WrestleMania, whether it's Cena or Austin Theory, I think Braun comes out to either accept an open challenge or to challenge or interrupt another young guy who's brash and full of himself. So, I think, definitely that. So, all right. So our final match of the card. An unsanctioned match, although Logan did mention, off air that he never saw him sign the contract, is Grayson Waller versus Mr. NXT, the proxy, if you will, for Shawn Michaels, Johnny Gargano. I think this is going to be a insanely crazy match. They're going to wrestle all over the place. It's going to be a ton of fun. I as much as I don't want to see Johnny lose, I can't see him winning this match. I think Waller is gonna win this and then is gonna move on to our next PLE probably around SummerSlam. Will be, although they might have one before. I mean, it's a quite a number of months away. I think they will have another one before then, but I think this is gonna be our next big title match down the line. Will be Grayson Waller versus Carmelo Hayes. So I'm picking Waller. This is your guy, your match. What do you think, Logan?
I'm going to go the opposite direction. I think Gargano is going to get his revenge here. I think this is kind of a good way to get him some revenge on what Waller did to him so many months ago and what he's kind of been doing to him up until this point. I mean, Waller losing to a main roster guy that's a huge star for the NXT brand or was – it isn't going to hurt him in taking a loss. I don't think the not signing the contract thing is going to play into the match at all. I think that'll be more of like Grayson's gripe afterwards when he comes out with like the neck brace and the arm brace and the wheelchair and all that kind of stuff after he gets his ass beat. But yeah, this one's going to be wild. I think there's going to be probably lots of weapons involved. They're going to battle all over the place. They're going to jump off stuff. But yeah, it'll be super entertaining. It'll probably be another match that just absolutely delivers and just is one of the better matches of the weekend. I think there's at least two or three, if not three for sure, matches that could probably be some of the better matches that you could watch throughout the whole weekend. So I think it'll be balls to the wall. And I do think Gargano wins just to get kind of a revenge for him getting beat up on his own property. He kind of got taken out by Waller. So, and I don't think Waller loses anything in defeat.
All right. Another question though, what's our main event going to be? Do you think it's going to be this match or do you think it's going to be the NXT title match?
I think the unsanctioned match has more legs, but you can't not have Carmella's like crowning achievement not be the main event. So I would still do the title match last, but you're gonna have to separate Gargano and Waller in that. So I mean, I hate to almost say maybe open with Gargano Waller, but I can't think they're gonna not do Carmelo's crowning achievement as like the co-main. So but they definitely need to separate them. They don't need to be like back to back because one is going to suffer pretty hard from the others being very exciting. So,
yeah, I think they got to at least separate it with maybe the women's tag match. Mm-hmm. Probably be your cool down match, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think the NXT North American Championship is going to open it up. They'll start hot.
I think you're right.
Come out swing. Usually it does anyway. Mm-hmm. That's kind of their MO. And then I could see maybe the men's tag followed by the women's title, followed by that mess of a Chase U versus Schism, followed by Gargano Grayson. Then we get the women's tag and then, the NXT title match. So that's kind of how I could see the card playing out. Cause it kind of up and down, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, both deserve a main event, but I just, you know, it's one of those things, like, I'm not one of those that says the title has to be last, but it's just, you're crowning a guy that's worked really hard and been, like, a huge star for your brand, and, you know, it's, like, kind of a passing of the torch, because Braun's obviously been on top for a while, and, you know, he's kind of cementing him as the new guy, so I think Johnny and Grayson has a little more legs just storyline wise and a little more hatred. But yeah, I think that title match has to main event.
Where do you think the crowd's going to be for the title match?
I think they'll be split, maybe yeah. Leaning more towards Carmelo. The crowd, the NXT arena crowd is definitely in, I think Carmelo's side, just kind of fatigue on Braun. I mean, he's just been there a while. He's been on top. Just kind of want to see a new guy take over. So I think they'll kind of lean more towards Carmelo, but I don't think they're going to be like booing Braun or anything like that.
Yeah. No. All right. Really cool. Any final thoughts on this card? Anything that, you know, we may not have talked about, anything, any surprises we could get, any, you know, sometimes they show somebody in the crowd, who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's rumors or anything like that, but anything you think we're going to get, any surprises here, anybody showing up? I don't think there's anybody out there that could show up. I don't know right now.
Yeah.
No talk.
I mean, the only free agent out there is Jay White, but I don't see him coming to NXT first. I think he's kind of one of those, if he comes in, he's going straight to main roster. He's too big of a star to kind of have to, he's kind of an AJ Styles kind of situation. I think he would go straight to main roster, but like maybe they show him in the crowd and he shows up on Raw later the next week. But the card overall, I think maybe outside of two matches, I'm super pumped to watch all of them. Like the women's tag is more storyline, like we kind of talked about, and that Chase U gets a match. Like I think it'll be good, but I'm kind of over that whole storyline, and I'm excited to see it end.
But, yes.
I think the ladder match will deliver. The five way is going to be balls to the wall nuts. Just all out. Everything they're just going to do. They're just going to go all over the place and have a ton of cool moves and stuff like that. I think the tag match, like we talked about, will be a bludgeon fest. They'll beat the crap out of each other for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. I think it's the ladders going to be exciting because ladders are always exciting. And then the two main event matches, they have the, like, you know, you're going to probably crown the new guy, and then the unsanctioned match will be crazy. So just super, super pumped for this one. Pumped for everything, honestly, but just I'm really excited to watch this one on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be an overall great weekend.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't cover Raw and SmackDown on this show for the most part, but is there anything you want to throw out about Mania that you hope, you think, any surprises you hope to see over the weekend real quick?
Not too many. I hope KO and Sammy win for sure. I think they will. I think that definitely needs to happen. I could see Roman possibly retaining, but I think it's Cody's time. I think he's done a lot of good work since he came back, and he kind of deserves to have that moment. So I think Mania both nights will be solid. I think I like a lot of the matchups. You know, even the Showcase tag match, the men's, I think has a lot of good guys that deserve to be on that stage, and I think it'll deliver and or probably over-deliver based on the expectations of it. Maybe not so much the women's. I think that's kind of just a showcase. Ronda and Shayna, I kind of get them up into that title picture so they can possibly face Becky and Lita after WrestleMania is all said and done. So I think it'll be a great weekend, a lot of great shows. Even GCW has a few shows that I think will really be awesome throughout the weekend. So just really excited to get into it around Friday when all the festivities start. So
yeah, yep. Definitely. It's our Super Bowl weekend. It's our Academy Awards for wrestling fans. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to everything that is going to take place this weekend, and for it's kind of a smallish contingent from Place of the Nation going out to Los Angeles for this year's Mania, but I believe next year in Philly it'll be full force. But you know, for those who are going out there, have a great time, great trip. For all of you attending, have a great time. All you watching, hope you enjoy the show. Hope you get together with friends and have a good time. And this is what's being a wrestling fan is all about this weekend. And I hope everybody has a good time. And I look forward to watching, and I look forward to getting back together with you, Logan, in a few weeks to talk about Stand and Deliver and kind of hope springs anew. What changes, what new faces, who may be gone, what new storylines we may be going through. Kind of our reset will happen with the NXT brand. I look forward to continuing to break that down every month with you here on the PlayStation Wrestling Network. So, all right. So, hope everybody has a fun time this weekend. For Logan Crosland, I'm Andy Atherton. Thank you for listening to Who's Next. Enjoy, Stand, Deliver. Take care.